Today is Saturday, July 16th, 2016, and this...
Las Vegas, Nevada, the city of daytime sun and nighttime fun.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 560.
Las Vegas, Nevada! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, having a few cocktails, talking about Vegas.
Fire tour.
Oh, right off the bat. Yeah, that's fun.
Do you want to start over or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We're going to continue with this train wreck.
Our beloved listeners are used to our...
shenanigans.
Our... technical issues and whatnot, and me not hitting pause at the proper time and all that. So, yeah, I got nothing to hide. Why start over?
Okay.
Edit, schmedit, I say.
All right.
All right. So,
no post-prod for you.
No, none of that nonsense. We have a lot of Las Vegas news this week, which is always fun. Some
Yay.
Interesting things to
we
ponder.
We have content. Hooray.
I know. And then we got a few phone calls from listeners. And we'll see where else our conversation meanders, as mm-hmm. it tends to do. Let's start out talking about a couple things at Tropicana. We haven't talked about them too much lately. The last thing we talked about, I believe, was that they announced that they were bringing in celebrity chef Robert Irvine to open a restaurant sometime in 2016 or early 2017. I think maybe it's early next year. And we were wondering at that point where they were going to put the restaurant, because they don't have a ton of restaurant space right now. And... big question mark. All they said is we're bringing him in. They didn't really say they didn't give us much information.
Hmm.
A little bit more detail is starting to come to light now.
Do they just need room for his abs and
his guns? Gigantic arms?
His gigantic guns.
I don't want to speculate on how they got that large, but...
he works out and wears a lot of tight t-shirts.
A lot. Is it possible to get arms like that naturally?
I don't know. I'm not.
I'm asking a question. I'm not making any sort of accusations. I'm just wondering. Just wondering. Anyway, the plan. There have been plans filed with Clark County, according to Eater, and they're going to add on to Tropicana. There's going to be an expansion in order to, not only for his restaurant, but they're also adding some additional restaurant and bar space, which is great. They need it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
So on the corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard, they're adding 18,000 square feet. Then they're incorporating some other things. I think they're going to be incorporating... I'm trying to remember if it was... I saw somewhere that it's either the sports book or the poker room, which I think the poker room's already closed, isn't it?
I don't know.
But anyway, they have 28,000 square feet total allotted for restaurants and bars. Not just his, but
mm-hmm.
his will
That's
take
good.
A part of that. Yeah. 18,000 square feet of that is new. It's going to be a two-story addition plus a basement level. It's only going to be accessible from the inside. It sounds a little bit similar to what they had planned previously under Tropicana's previous ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they were going to add a whole retail corner.
Yep.
Now, I looked at the plans for that, and that was going to be a lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be like a 76,000 square feet addition.
And you know how much I love retail, but restaurants and bars, I'd honestly rather see that.
Well, even a combination is fine with me. That's fine. But the thing about Tropicana is, for a hotel its size, it has such limited food options.
Yeah.
And
it's one of the things, well, that's kept us from staying there just
part
because
part of it.
Yeah. There are other reasons too, but
yeah, not entirely, because like we're not averse to staying at Cromwell, and that has super limited food options.
But a better location.
Yeah. It's located like, although, I don't know, I always have trouble figuring out what to eat when we're in that area. You're at least across the street from Caesar's Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you're at Tropicana, you just wander over to MGM Grand, you got a bunch of choices.
But that's so big.
Yeah, I know.
It's just overwhelming.
Now Caesars is huge too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm more familiar with the mid-strip, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's it. It's that's comfort.
That's true. Anyway, I think this is a really good move. I'm happy to see that they're adding not only Robert Irvine's restaurant, but they have plans for other restaurants and bars. I think the build out is a good idea as well.
They need to do something to get people in there.
Yep. So I look forward to seeing what all they bring in.
Have I brought up the Wham song Club Tropicana before in relation to this property?
I'm guessing you probably have. I don't recall off the top of my head, but
what if they had some sort of pool promotion with Club Tropicana? Drinks are free. Fun and sunshine, there's enough for everyone.
They ain't giving out no free drinks at the pool.
Okay.
I'm telling you that
much
right
thinking
now.
If they have a high enough cover charge, then they can give them out.
They're going to take an obscure song from 1983 and market their entire hotel casino around that.
People have done dumber things.
Well, yeah, that's probably true, but I don't see that happening. I appreciate
you. I just had the song in my head, and I thought, "Hey, I'm just going to share."
I appreciate you shoehorning a Wham reference into the show. Though. Nicely done.
You're welcome.
So that's the scoop as far as the addition. There hasn't. This isn't an official announcement. It's just that there are apparently plans that have been filed. So we'll see what the timelines are once Tropicana announces this is happening. And like I said, also it'll be nice to see what other restaurants they bring in. Hopefully it's not just like fast food chains. Hopefully they bring in some other cool sit-down restaurants, maybe something unique to Las Vegas that
they could use a good bar at Tropicana. I mean, they've got casino bars.
Yeah.
But they could use a good destination bar.
I agree.
Everyone could use a good destination bar.
It's true. And Tropicana doesn't have one right now. So maybe they'll put in something cool that gets us down there more often.
Mm-hmm. Like Centrifuge at MGM or...
I don't know. Centrifuge. Yeah, Centrifuge is okay.
Yeah. What's the one off?
Whiskey Down.
Whiskey Down. And we used to go to West Wing Bar a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about West Wing Bar the other day because they did that thing where I haven't checked on it lately to see if the whole video game thing worked out. Last time we were there and paying attention, they had just announced, they just started to bring in a few video games. And I don't know. I'm curious whether or not they've stuck with that or if it's something else now. We'll have to check that out next time we're in town, I guess. Or maybe I could just pull it up on the website if I'm so inclined.
or yeah.
Yeah. One other Tropicana story. This just hit today. I'm kind of bummed out about this one. Raiding the Rock Vault is closing. That is a show that's been at Tropicana for a little while now. It is a rock tribute show. A lot of members of bands from the 80s and 90s, like Whitesnake and Bon Jovi and Dio and... many others.
And Survivor and Missing Persons?
Among others, yes. They have kind of a rotating, they've got like, not necessarily rotating, they have a large cast, a large number of people that can participate in the band in case somebody is on tour with another group or something. They have other people that can come in and fill their shoes. So if you look at the website, you'll
especially
see,
during the summer, because Survivor's playing Mystic Lake for Ribfest very soon.
No, it might be a guy from that was in Survivor like 20 years ago too. You
true.
Know how that works.
Jimmy Jameson's not there, so even though his voice had suffered in recent,
is that the singer?
That was the singer.
Is that the one we saw on Fremont Street that was horrible?
Yes, but may he rest in peace.
Oh, sorry. Don't mean to disparage the deceased. Anyhow, Raiding the Rock
that
Vault.
Took a turn.
Yeah, wow, that's really a downer. Raiding the Rock Vault is going to be closing at the end of July. And, you know, it's been getting really good reviews, but apparently they're not selling enough tickets to keep it going. I believe in one of the articles I saw today, they said they have to sell about 300 tickets to break even, and they just haven't been quite pulling in that many people. The show was at Westgate before it moved to Tropicana. It's been getting raves the whole time, and they're going to try to find a new location. That usually doesn't work out. I have a feeling this one might land somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know where specifically, but...
I think there's an audience for it. I think it's established enough where it could it has a better chance of making the move than some other stuff we've discussed in the past.
It's a matter of... I don't know how... If it's a marketing thing to be able to bring in enough people or...
I think
don't
part
know.
Of it is just choice. There are so many choices that people have.
It is always a challenge. How does a show like this... get the attention of tourists who may not be familiar with it until they get into town. I suppose a lot of the tickets sell through either half price ticket places or advanced ticket sellers like Viator and, you know, and any of those others. But you know, when you're there amongst the Cirque du Soleil's and the Britney Spears and mm-hmm. how, yeah, what is it that, I suppose it's a combination of ticket price, appeal to a certain audience. I don't know. Tropicana has had a lot of trouble keeping shows in that showroom in recent years. Nothing lasts long there. It's one of those places where shows go to die, it seems like. Ooh. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to open a new show called Cherry Boom, Cherry Boom.
Cherry Boom Boom, like cherry, the Gaga song?
Is it just Cherry Boom Boom? I think that's what it's called. But it's a dance, like a burlesque dance, kind of sexy dancing to rock and roll kind of music. I don't know. There are a lot of those, but...
Yeah, there are.
I suspect just like, okay, I don't see that lasting. There's other shows that are a lot like that, and mm-hmm. what's going to make that one stand out in a showroom where they clearly have issues related to bringing people in? I don't know. Maybe it'll be stellar and everybody will love it and it'll bring a ton of people in. It'll get a ton of attention. But I just, because it's Tropicana, they can't seem to keep anything going. I don't know. I suspect that'll follow closely behind Raiding the Rock Vault, unfortunately. I do hope that this show lands somewhere else, because most of the reviews we've had from listeners and from people we know who have seen it have said it's a really good show. Great musicians. Mm-hmm. They play, you know, a lot of familiar metal, hair metal hits, rock hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s. It's a fun time. So it's going away. And
despite what I might have led people to believe, Hair Nation is still my go-to station.
That's still your primary jam?
That's my primary jam.
Well, I'm glad to hear
that. I have other jams, but that's my primary jam.
I'm glad to hear that. We will certainly keep you apprised if we hear of anything related to the show landing somewhere else in the coming weeks and months. Another show that is going to be shuttering in just a few months, this news came down this week. Matt Goss is going to be closing his show. It's been at Caesar's Palace for 6 years.
Wow.
Can you believe it's been 6 years since we were getting harassed by Matt Goss fans online?
No.
I see. Now, this is an item. I'm going to talk about it on the show, not going in the show notes on the website, because as soon as it does, I will start getting...
angry emails?
Not even angry. He's got... It'll be the same person that emailed me before. I think he's got like one hardcore fan that just like...
Anyone who mentions him, she feels the need to reach out.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's a little overbearing and I can't deal with that. So this is not going in the show notes. But Matt Goss is closing up shop. No word on what... I know he's got some tour dates. I think he's playing some shows in Europe or in the UK or something, but...
Is he reuniting with his brother, Luke?
I don't know. The show was very popular. It got great reviews. It was a kind of a throwback to the old style lounge show, which there aren't a lot of in Las Vegas right now. So I think his timing was really good, because I think people want that type of show, and there's mm-hmm. just not a lot of options for an old school lounge style show doing some kind of cool music that you associate with Vegas, the Sinatra kind of stuff. I think they made a mistake in marketing him as the new Sinatra.
Yeah, I
agree. That more on Caesars or the producers than on him. No official word on what they're going to do with Cleopatra's Barge, which has been...
He's got a good voice.
He does. He's got a fine voice. And like I said, all the reviews we had really were that it was a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. So he's one who built Las Vegas... following a Las Vegas show based on word of mouth and people saying, you know, this is a great time. I was really surprised how good it was. So 6 years is a pretty good run for a show like this. No word on what's going to happen with Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's Palace, which has been repurposed as the Gossy Room when he's mm-hmm. playing. Thank God we're never going to have to say Gossy again. Johnny Katz, however, reports on a rumor that it's going to be redesigned and reopened under a famous nightclub brand specializing in live music. Hmm. I'm not exactly sure what that means, like who that, what that would be. For some reason, the first thing that came to mind was CBGB, because that rumor has come and gone a few times. I think that would be a bad fit for Caesar's Palace.
I agree.
Also, so I don't know what, I mean, it's going to be like a Brooklyn Bowl type situation, but much smaller.
What about the giant statue with the boobs?
I know. I think it's going to go away.
That's a huge photo opportunity.
I know. It's one of those things that you kind of, something you associate with Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm. It's been there forever.
A bunch of dudes reaching up their hands trying to touch the boobs.
Maybe they'll find another place for that statue, but it sounds like the barge is going away.
Hmm.
I hope that's not the case, because it is kind of a classic cool part of Caesar's.
Yeah, we don't hang out there, but I like walking by and just knowing it's there.
I love knowing that the barge is there. It's a familiar part of every trip. But like everything in Las Vegas, things change.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too attached.
Yeah. They've been doing a lot of renovations at Caesars to their bars, including, let's talk about our next story. There was a post on our Facebook group a couple days ago from Ray, and that was a picture of the Seahorse Bar, Seahorse Lounge at Caesars, walled off with construction walls. Now, we discussed this way back in January. One of our listeners provided us with a rumor. I think we did. It was one of our early rumor watch segments.
Ooh. Was it the first time you used the sound clip?
Who knows? I don't know. But at that point, he was saying that bartenders were telling him that Seahorse Bar would close shortly after the Super Bowl, and they would be renovating and remodeling it. That did not happen that soon, but now it is closed. Hmm. No word on what the bar will become, if they're just giving it a facelift and there are still going to be seahorses. I'm guessing not.
What are they going to do with the seahorses? Are they going to feed them to the sharks at Mandalay?
Probably not, since they're not related properties, but that's a good question.
That's true.
What do you do with seahorses? Do you just flush them down the toilet like hamster? Not hamsters. You don't flush a hamster down the toilet. Like goldfish?
What were the...
I can't believe that I just suggested...
What were the sea things that you would grow?
Sea monkeys?
Sea monkeys.
Those are much smaller than seahorses. I don't remember how big the seahorses are. I don't know what... it's been a while since we've been there.
Maybe they'll... Do they still have that that attraction in the Forum Shops by the Cheesecake Factory with the talking statues? They've got an aquarium.
Oh, yeah, that's still there.
Maybe they'll move them there.
Just dump them into the aquarium with what other... They could be fish food. I don't know what the chain of command is in the aquatic world for seahorses.
I just hope they're kind to the aquatic wildlife or domestic life, whatever.
I don't know. I suspect that the seahorses will not make the cut and that it will have a different look and feel and name to it.
I enjoyed hanging out there. It wasn't a destination every time, but I had some good times there.
It's a familiar landmark if you're meeting someone, and it is a nice space. We didn't spend a ton of time there, as you said, but the reason for that is the times we've been there, I didn't find the service to be particularly great.
Yeah.
And the drinks were pretty expensive for a casino bar.
True. I think it was more about the company than the service.
Although
the
it seems like other casino bars have caught up to the Seahorse as far as cost. So that might not be as much of a factor, but it was a good space and it will be a good space, I'm sure, when they put something new in there. I hope it's a nice concept, whatever they come up with, and not something cheesy and lame. But Caesars has some pretty decent casino bars. I suspect it'll be pretty nice. So
let's hope.
Yep. Speaking of drinks, there is some good news at the Cromwell.
Yay.
Again, courtesy of our Facebook group, Taylor.
We like drinks.
We do. Taylor posted a picture earlier this week of a sign at the Cromwell promoting something new there. And this is great. So they've got some good things going on at the Cromwell.
Mm-hmm.
Make us very happy. We've talked about it a few times that they have a pretty good sized bank, I don't know, 10 or 12 machines of really good full pay video poker.
Yes.
Bonus. You don't find that on the strip, so
just because they're full pay doesn't mean you're going to cash out with money.
No,
but
it's nice to have some machines where your odds are better.
Yeah, and your money usually goes a little further.
They have craps with 100 times odds, which again, other than like Casino Royale, it's pretty hard to find that.
Mm-hmm.
They have $5 blackjack. Yeah, it's 6-5, but at least they have low limits, which is harder to find on the strip these days than ever. Now, according to this sign that they have up promoting another promotion, they have a happy hour.
They're promoting a promotion?
They're promoting a promotion. They have a happy hour weekdays between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. That is a nice long span. Usually
that's a really long time to be happy.
Usually your happy hour specials are like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
3 to 6, maybe.
$2 beers and $4 cocktails. So if you don't feel like gambling but you want to drink real cheap, the Cromwell is your destination during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Did they say what kind of $4 cocktails? Is it well drinks?
I'm guessing well drinks. And as far as beer, I'm guessing it's your, you know, cheap domestics. You're not going to get the great stuff, but $2, what the hell? I'll drink some shitty.
Will you?
Sure, why not? For $2? I'll drink some shitty Coors Light once in a while for $2. So this is great. I'm really happy that they're doing this with the Cromwell. I don't think this was probably the plan that Caesars had when they opened a boutique property on that, you know, on that land. But
I like it.
You walk through that casino and there's not a lot happening.
It's a beautiful space.
It is. They've got a great hotel. The nightlife thing is happening there. But as far as the casino aspect, it really hasn't gained a lot of ground. And now I think I almost feel like they're doing what Palms did in the early days, where they're catering to the nightlife crowd in the evening And then during the day, the value gamblers.
Yeah.
And the Palms did really well with that. And I don't, like I said, I don't think the Cromwell intended to go in that direction, but maybe they're finding, if they're not gaining ground with the nightclub, the same nightclub audience in the casino, let's try to cater to somebody else. There aren't a lot of options around there for value gamblers. Let's see if it works. People have said that the $5 blackjack and craps tables have been doing a good business. So I hope that it works out and that they maybe expand this, even if they had at some of their other properties, you know, a certain number of tables that were always $5 or the weekday specials, that kind of thing. It would be nice if it spread.
Yeah.
Or at least if it stuck around long term at the Cromwell, so it's an option. I'm happy about this, especially because I like the property too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I like staying there. I like playing there.
Yep. So hooray. And thanks to Taylor for posting that. And thanks to Ray for posting that other thing. It's always nice to get news from people who are visiting and see these things and share them with our Facebook group. Another story. Let's move downtown briefly. There is a foot massage place at El Cortez up on the second level, and it is called Happy Feet. We've talked about it. We've had reviews from people who really like it. It's cheap. It's like $20 for a foot massage, nice foot massage. It has temporarily closed, however, and the reason is apparently, I think it's, I'm guessing based on the reason they're giving, that maybe the owner is having surgery or something. They've just said that there's a health issue or a personal health issue. So it's not like there's a health issue with the space.
The establishment, right.
I think their other location off Strip is also closed temporarily.
Okay.
They have a reopening date of September 20th, however. So that's why I'm thinking it's probably surgery, the fact that they can there's a health issue, but they know when they're reopening. It's probably something like that. So it's coming back. It's just closed for the next couple months. And if you, you know, want to get a cheap foot massage at El Cortez, that seems to be, you know, pretty enjoyable thing. You can still do it soon, just not for the next couple months.
No.
Okay, let's talk about, we've got a couple MGM Resort stories. They've introduced a new website. They have several websites, of course. They have the one for each of their resorts. They have the MLife website. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. They have a new website just for their pools. If you're interested in booking a cabana, a daybed, other reserved pool seating at any of the MGM Resorts properties, you don't have to go from website to website to find rates and details now. You can do it all through cabanas.mgmresorts.com. I like this just because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice when you can compare, you know, what the rates are for the same weekend on the same site. I didn't spend a lot of time on there to see how you may still have to do a search on one hotel and then go back and do a search. I don't know that there's like a grid where you can see all the rates at once. I don't think that's the case, but at least you can do it all fairly easily. Currently, it doesn't include Vidara or Aria. I'm not exactly sure why, but they are planning on adding those before next year's pool season. I'm guessing they're probably on a different software system or something. So you can still book through the Vidara and Aria websites, but they're not part of this website quite yet. But otherwise, you know, all the Mandalay Bay, Excalibur, Luxor, New York, all those, they're all on there already.
And the death ray at Vidara is no longer an issue.
That is no longer an issue. I think they brought in some trees or something to shield people. Thank goodness. People were frying to death. It was horrible. I don't think anybody actually died, but...
No, they were just searing, uncomfortable.
Searing. They smelled like bacon.
Didn't somebody's shopping bag melt or something?
Were people melting to chairs? I'm not exactly sure. It was a bad scene.
Yeah.
The reflection.
I don't think
there were any
medical issues, but
Oh, yeah, there were. There were third-degree burns.
Oh.
I'm fairly certain of that. Not 100%, but I think it was a pretty big deal. When Vidara first opened, for those who are unaware, the curvature of the building reflected the sun directly onto the pool deck, and people were
frying.
They're actually cooking while trying to enjoy themselves. They got that fixed, luckily, after
a few complaints,
a few incidents, and they're okay now. I don't know if there are any lawsuits. I'm not really exactly sure, but it was a bad deal for a while, and it became known as the Vidara Death Ray. Luckily, we haven't heard anything about that in a while, so I think they were able to figure out a way to protect people. So that's the story there. Cabanas.mgmresorts.com, again, is the website. Finally, one more MGM Resort story. They have introduced something new. I'm kind of intrigued by this. Using your phone, do you have a phone, a smartphone, as they're called?
Sure.
Like an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, so through your iPhone, if you are interested, while at an MGM property in Las Vegas, you could participate in a gambling tournament.
Ooh.
So we're talking about things like video poker, slots, bingo. You can play in tournaments on your phone for money.
So you don't have to sit there and pound the button like,
no.
That sounded bad. You don't have to hit the slot machine.
Push the button. There's been a lot of discussion about those push the button, shoot to win slot machines on our...
The craps?
Oh, we'll get to it during our phone.
Okay.
There's a phone call about
it. That's different, though, because yes. In tournaments, people just beat the hell out of those machines.
So the way that these seem to work, you can look at their website and see the tournaments that are available each day. And do I have the website address on here? I don't. If you do a search for MGM mobile tournaments, you'll find it. It's easy to find. I'll put a link in the show notes.
Does it cost or is it
yeah,
free?
So you can enter these just like you would for any slot tournament.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they cost between $1 and $5. So pretty low stakes.
Yeah.
And it'll be open for, let's say, 3 hours or something. It's not like everybody's playing at the exact same time. And you have, so let's say you pay $2 and you have, those that I looked at had for slots like 25 slot pulls.
Mm-hmm.
So you play your 25 slot pulls, and at the end of that, you have however many points.
It's not
that
a timed thing. It's a.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you have to do it within whatever that 3 hour block
right.
or whatever.
But you don't have to pound the hell out of
no.
the phone to.
Everybody has the same number of slot pulls.
Okay.
And then at the end of that, you're playing against the other players. So at the end of that, whoever has the most points, they get the jackpot.
Hmm.
Right now, it looks like. At least those that I looked at, their winner takes all.
Huh.
And the payouts start low at like $5 or $10, but then they increase depending on how many players there are.
Huh.
So it was hard to tell from these how much you could actually win because it just said $10, but it was clear in the directions that the more people who play, the more the jackpots go up, which is generally how slot tournaments work.
So let's say my gambling is going shitty at Aria, which it often does, and I decide, hey, I'm going to do another form of gambling on my phone.
You could do that. So the reason it's allowed on the phone, too, the gaming control board looked at this and they said, well, it's not really gambling as they consider gambling. They just consider them contests. It's a little bit different. So they didn't have any issue with this, where so other things might have to go through more regulatory approval than these did. How do they work? So you have to be on the resort's Wi-Fi. You can't just be playing them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure if it's like a credit card entry. That was unclear to me in what I was looking at. In addition to your phone or your tablet, you can also play on, they have some interactive tables throughout the casino apparently now. Interactive pro tables. So I'm guessing that these will be found in the pool area and maybe bars or restaurants, because those would seem to be the most likely areas where you would do this.
Mm-hmm.
I could see this if you're sitting at the pool and you just get that gambling itch. Not that I've ever had that.
No.
But you don't want to leave, you know, you still kind of want to enjoy what you're doing, either hanging out in the bar or at the pool. This gives you
don't want to leave
option.
Your chair. You don't want to get up,
right.
put on pants.
I know. Who wants to do that? So you can just tap into the Wi-Fi or grab one of these tables, play your quick 25 slot pulls or hands of video poker and, you know, still get your gamble on. So I am kind of intrigued by this. I think I would give this a shot.
Yeah. I tried at least once.
Yeah. There was one in addition to these like short term tournaments, there was one that was listed. That's a summer long tournament and you could win, well, $10,000 is the starting prize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll grow much larger. I think it was a $5 entrance fee. And if it goes for several months, I could see where it could get quite large. I think it was, again, a winner takes all. At some point, I would imagine they'll change this where it's not just winner takes all, and maybe there are first, second, third, or for some of these larger tournaments, many more winners.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it looks like most of them are just a one winner per tournament. So we'll see whether or not this takes off, whether it lasts, but I do think it presents some interesting opportunities and that people might be into it. I'll try it.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I go to an MGM property, which might be a while because I'm kind of sour on them right now, but
true,
not
true.
Big on giving them my dollars right now, but eventually we'll check it out. One more story. So we've been kind of avoiding this whole NFL discussion for the most part. And I think I might have explained on a recent show. I get the feeling, at least my gut feeling, is that Las Vegas is being played by the owner of the Raiders, who's really hoping to get a stadium in Oakland rather than move the team. And Las Vegas is the city that is most gullible, and thus he's able to play that against Oakland. This is just my gut reaction, having been on the, you know, having been a Twins fan and having lived in the Twin Cities where the Vikings and the Twins and other teams have been put in this position where suddenly there's a city in, I think for a while it was Houston or San Antonio. And at one point there was a city in Florida, maybe, this is years ago, that supposedly had all this interest in the team moving there.
And which team? Vikings, Twins, both? Well, the Twins, there was that whole contraction bullshit.
Well, the Twins, we're talking much earlier than that. For the Twins, it was, I think, in Florida or maybe San Antonio. Mm-hmm. The Vikings, there were a whole different bunch of different cities that were supposedly interested. And it's all just used as leverage to get a stadium here.
Mm-hmm. Which we now have.
Yeah, so it worked out just fine for them. That's why I'm so cynical about it. So there's been all this talk about stadium sites in Las Vegas, and I'm just like, well, who cares?
Which we might or might have not procured tickets to see an open house to next weekend.
Oh, the Vikings stadium? Yeah. I know. I want to see it.
I do, too. I think it's...
And, how you know, I'm not going to a Vikings game, so I might as well go during an open house.
Damn you, Castles.
So anyway, we haven't talked about it much, but I want to discuss it now because I have a scenario that I'm kind of starting to buy into slightly. That involves the team moving there.
Okay.
I got into a chat today with one of our listeners named Sam on Facebook. Hello, Sam. Thank you.
Hey,
for
Sam.
And he was telling me that there were some people at one of the, I think it was Green Valley Ranch that he was hanging out at. Some of the employees there were talking about the cash surplus that the Fertitta brothers have now. They own the Station Casinos. I think that's Red Rock Resorts now is the official company name. They recently sold UFC, which they owned, I believe, about 40% of.
Mm-hmm.
It sold for $4 billion. So they've got some money.
They've got a little change.
Yeah. According to one of the articles I scanned, they have about $1.6 billion. And now there are all these theories what they're going to do with this money. And part of it is they've been attached to supposedly wanting to buy Fontainebleau on the Strip. Again, I'm moderately skeptical about that.
Mm-hmm. Although, personally, I'd be rooting for that because that's an eyesore.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But one of the other things is that's being discussed that Sam was saying is people are saying that they're going to buy the Raiders and move them to Las Vegas. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. So I did a quick search, and I found some articles from mid-May, where Dana White, who runs the UFC, publicly said these guys are going to own an NFL team at some point, no doubt. They're huge NFL fans. They want a football team.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, he said, but not right now. And by the way, they're not going to sell UFC. If anything, they'd sell their casinos and invest that in an NFL team.
But they just sold UFC.
Yeah, they just sold UFC. So I don't see them selling their casinos too. But
would there be any sort of weird thing where the NFL would make them?
See, that's the whole thing. NFL and their attitudes toward Vegas, that's part of the reason I'm skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, but they're so two-faced. They would change their opinion on a dime if they could make
money
off of it. I'm still not convinced they're going to move to Las Vegas, but if it happens the way that I see it possibly happening, how do you like that for hedging an opinion? It's not going to happen, but if it does, here's how it will happen. No, I can see them maybe investing in the Raiders, becoming partial owners of the Raiders, and then moving there. And
moving there, meaning moving the Raiders?
Moving to Las Vegas. And part of the reason is one of the nine stadium sites that's being discussed. Pretty much anybody who has a large chunk of land is like...
It's a parking lot. We're going to build a stadium here.
Well, here's the thing. One of the top sites under consideration for this to happen, if it were to happen, is the Wild Wild West Casino site, which is owned by them. They were at one point going to build a much larger resort on that land. It's on Tropicana, about, maybe roughly a mile west of the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then the economy tanked, and I think those plans kind of went to hell. They own 110 acres where that casino is. The casino is small, but the land they own around it is large, and large enough for a stadium. Hmm. So conceivably, they've got the land. They have an interest in owning an NFL team.
They have some money.
They have some money. If anybody's going to make this happen, it would make sense for somebody like that to be involved. So, like I said, I'm still skeptical, but if it's going
to
happen,
this is how it probably would happen.
I could see it playing out in this manner. Hmm. We'll see. I don't know. More than any of the other scenarios I've seen, this is the one that kind of went where I kind of went, there might be something there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of intrigued by it. Everybody seems to be spending the Fertitta's money for them now that they've sold. It's like, no, they're going to buy Fontainebleau. They're going to buy a football team. We'll see. Mm-hmm. They might not. They might just invest in what they've got. They've been spending money on, you know, the station casinos have been spending some money. They're buying Palms.
Mm-hmm.
I say station. I know that it's changed its name, but it's hard to break those habits.
Right.
So that's the scoop. It was nice chatting with Sam about this today. I enjoyed the conversation, and he kind of got me thinking about it, and then I found some additional things. I'm like, oh, look what I found. And then he's like, oh, that seems kind of plausible. I'm like, yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? So anyway, we will see what happens. We'll keep an eye on the NFL thing, and I'm kind of like still 75% sure it's probably bullshit. But
yeah, but you're telling me there's a chance.
Fucking Vegas. You just never know. All righty. So that's a lot of news this week. Lots of good stuff to talk about. Let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Once again this week, you guys have been doing my job for me, which I love. We got a lovely testimonial from you, one of you, our listeners, about a great experience with Viator. So here you go.
Hey, Tim, Michelle, this is Dermot, San Francisco. Just a quick plug for Viator. We went to New Orleans recently and had a wonderful time. Great town to visit. Did a bunch of tours. Wife and kids went on a bus tour around graves and gardens and all kinds of stuff and loved it. I did a restaurant tour, hit a bunch of places in quick succession. One was so good, we went back for dinner there that night. All compliments of Viator. They really are a great service. So, and we'd never have known about it without you guys. So, because I don't see them advertised much on websites that I visit, at least. So without you guys, we wouldn't have never known. In fact, my daughter recently went to Hawaii also, and we said, hey, before you book anything there, check out Viator, and she did, and went kayaking and snorkeling and a bunch of stuff, all compliments of Viator recommendations. So thank you, folks, and keep up the good work. Love you guys. Actually, we're going to Hawaii. No, we're going to Vegas next month, so we're going to probably hitting you guys up with karma donation. Take care. Love the show. Bye.
Hey, thanks for sharing your experience. We appreciate that. And if you have not checked out Viator.com yet, you should. They can help make your vacation great. They have tours, attractions, adventures, experiences, all kinds of stuff to make your vacation better, whether you're going to Las Vegas or New Orleans or Hawaii or any great travel destination.
We need to go to New Orleans.
I know. We have so many places we want to get to, but this damn obsession about Las Vegas keeps getting in the way.
I know.
Way.
It's like, we should go here. Oh, wait. Let's go to Vegas instead.
I know. Someday. Someday when we sell everything we own and
I'm
going to
put a picture
RV.
Of one of those boats with the giant fan on it that you want to ride so badly.
On my dream board. What are those things called that ladies have?
Inspiration board?
No, it's
Pinterest.
It's something close to that. I say ladies. That's so rude. It could be dudes that have that too. But the like every dream you want to achieve, you have on a cork board so that you look at it all the time, and then eventually
I don't.
Just, no, I'm just saying it's a thing.
Huh?
I can't remember what it's called. Dream board, inspiration board, something like that.
Probably inspiration board.
So yes, put it on my
your inspiration board. Take a picture.
Just a fan boat.
Download a fan boat picture. Uh-huh. And
maybe you could. I could put it as a screensaver on my computer, and that would get me thinking about it.
Yeah,
that's why I think about fishing all the time, because my background on my computer screen is a fishing photo.
Nice. Can I plug a restaurant on our show from New Orleans? If you're in New Orleans, go to Redfish Grill.
You have a relative that works there? Is that the deal? Mm-hmm. They own it?
Chef? No, what is... no, chef.
All right, Redfish Grill in New Orleans.
Yep.
Tell them Michelle sent you. Like, what the fuck?
They'll be like, who?
All right. Anyway, Viator.com. As always, if you're going to book something through Viator, visit 500.
I'm sure Viator appreciates me saying
that. They don't care.
They might have a restaurant thing connected to that. Who knows?
Maybe. Viator bookings, click on the banner on 500bymidnight.com before you book, and we get extra credit points.
Yes.
And thank you to...
well, I'm glad people found Viator through our show, though.
I know. That's fantastic. It means that those gigantic advertising fees that I'm charging Viator are paying off. Yeah. That's why they stick with us. I've heard that from, you know, not just Viator, but other, like our friend Hunter, when he promoted his Vegas Mate app through us.
Yeah.
I've heard from people who've promoted things through us that we have a very engaged listenership. And they actually, the thing that, and this is like not just, I'm not like trying to sell advertising here. I'm just saying, I think it's very cool that our listeners are very supportive and that they actually check out the things that we promote. Mm-hmm. Part of that might be that
we're picky.
I'm very selective. I've turned down numerous advertising opportunities because I'm just like, not really something I'm that excited about promoting. So Viator is a really good company, and that's...
And we've used them before too. Yep.
It's one of the reasons that they've stuck with us and we've stuck with them, and it's just, we believe in them, and you guys have had a great experience. So anyway, let's move on to some phone calls rather than doing a 3-hour
thank you,
long
Viator
advertising segment, although why not? They're good to us. Okay. Calls. Let's start with this gentleman.
Hey, 500, Dan from LA.
Hello, Dan.
Here, back home after a whirlwind spur of the moment trip to cheer on my buddy Jeff as he tries the third straight cash in the WSOP main event. Cashed in my biggest points to stay at the Mirage, but I parked at TI and made it a point to tell the desk attendant as I was checking in, and I get the sense that they're hearing a lot of this
good
from my fellow Angelinos, that they're, people are not happy about the parking. Spent some time at the Rio, as I said, to visit my buddy as he competed in the second first day of the WSOP main event. The Rio, oh, so run down. They really need to do some upgrades. The Smashburger is behind plywood walls under construction. The Kiss Mini Golf is actually open and actually bringing a bit of life to that corner.
Oh,
but other
good
than that, that place really needs some work done. Got to salute the Cromwell walkthrough. Both times I walked through, those $5 craps tables were absolutely hopping.
See, there you
good
go.
You know, Aria would be well served to steal that idea, because you talk about a casino that is a black hole for energy and could really use the life. That would be the one. So kudos to the Cromwell on that. Seems to be working quite well. The theater at the park, at Monte Carlo, at whatever name they come up with after 8,000 focus groups and consultants. The construction walls say a winter 2016 opening. So if they're on schedule, and it looks like they're pretty far along, we might see, figure some acts will be announced pretty soon so they can start selling tickets. Looks like a pretty impressive venue. Obviously the AEG folks who do LA, put together LA Live out here, working on that, and it looks like it's going to be a very sharp place. Eight at Other Mama. Excellent, excellent steak. I mean, for $28, much better than a bunch of steaks I've had on the Strip costing twice as much. The appetizer menu, happy hour menu, all their appetizers half off. Got to come back and try all the raw bar and sushi stuff. Really cool spot. I'll definitely hit there again.
I didn't catch what the place he was talking about was. I think like the call kind of skipped. It sounded like he said Other Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he said. All right, leave a comment on the Facebook group or something so we know what you're talking about.
The double unicorn or double rainbow unicorn of Las Vegas. Every escalator at the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo was working.
No,
wow.
I do not believe it.
Bridges. can't say I'll ever see that again.
You won't.
A couple last thoughts. I just got back. I spent the month of June in Europe on vacation, and it was weird being in Britain during the Euros because at half times of the football games, you see live ads with live in-play odds for next goal or final score or whatever. And I got to say, it's going to be crazy to think not that long in the future we might see that in the U.S.
I hope so.
Given the way things are trending with sports betting. If you thought all those ads for the Daily Fantasy were annoying, get ready for this. And after being in the actual Venice in Paris, it's pretty laughable to think that somebody would want imitation knockoffs on the Las Vegas Strip. Once you've seen the real Doge Palace, no reason to see the Sheldon Adelson version. Keep up the great work, and talk to you again soon.
Real quick,
I finally remember that they did announce the replacement name for Monte Carlo, and I spent 5 minutes laughing hysterically. Congratulations, Jimbo, on running the company into the ground.
Okay. So the...
And what is that name again?
Park MGM.
Ugh.
I know. It's dumb. What are your thoughts on... So he mentioned the, you know, Venetian, obviously a fake Venice, and Las Vegas is littered with the themed resorts that are, you know, the fake Eiffel Tower and the fake...
I don't think you're going to replicate the experience, though.
I agree. I don't think it's like, you don't have to go there because we have this here.
Right, no.
I just think it's kind of like a tribute in a sense. Or it's, we're trying to capture a touch of it. It's not like it's trying to be
Seeing a tribute band instead of the actual artist.
Hopefully a little bit better than a tribute band. It's the Raiding the Rock Vault of countries.
Sure.
Or cities. Not exactly sure how that works, but... and then there's some, you know, I'm never going to see the pyramids. You know, it's cool to see a big fake-ass pyramid. I know it's nothing like the real thing. It's good enough for me.
Hey, do you think the Fertittas will buy Rio as long as we're spending their money for them?
That would be great. You know, when they bought Palms, that I think we may have even discussed that briefly, or at least something that popped into my mind. If Caesars would come down to a reasonable price, I don't know what they're asking, but clearly the fact that it's been on the market forever.
And they're not putting any money into it other than maybe opening a Smashburger, but that's not really putting money into it. They're letting it. Another franchise run that, right?
Yeah, that's a huge chunk of land. So in addition to what is there, there's a lot of long-term potential for doing things with that space. Maybe since they're in growth mode.
Who knows? And it's
I'd like to see that.
Fairly close to Palms, so...
And it's fairly close to Gold Coast, and clearly they're taking on Boyd Gaming, which is the other big locals. Monolith in Las Vegas, so that might be another way to do it. Take on that property too. I don't know. It's possible. Wouldn't shock me if they ended up buying that. Somebody needs to.
I'd like to see something good happen at Rio
as far as
upgrades and renovations and stuff.
Yep. All right, next caller.
Hey, 500, Brian from Wichita, first time caller, long time listener. With a belated trip report from a anniversary trip back in May. Went to a couple malls while we were there. So, of course, I thought of Tim.
I'm sorry.
If I always wondered why they called it the Fashion Show Mall. My wife had to go get something at the mall, and we were, again, I was thinking of Tim as I was wasting my Vegas time in a mall.
You spent way too much time thinking about me during your vacation, dude.
And all of a sudden on a Saturday afternoon, a fashion show, with the runway and the lights and cameras and everything started in the middle of the mall.
They have a runway.
If you're ever in Vegas and wanting to see a fashion show,
not so much.
That fashion show mall. Luckily, my wife got what she needed and we were out of there as soon as possible.
Good choice.
We had a very nice anniversary dinner at Mastro's. And again, I'm eating in the middle of a mall. Of course, thinking of Tim on my anniversary. But
wow. I'm a little nervous. I have a list of... listeners who are...
Mastro's is the one that's shaped like a giant cock and balls, right?
I think it is. The giant wooden... Yeah, I think that is. The wooden phallus in crystals.
I've heard the food is good, but I can't get past the restaurant shape.
I'm adding Brian to my list of listeners who might potentially kill me because
no.
A lot of, he's thinking about me on his anniversary. That's wrong. Okay, back to it.
It was great food. We normally don't spend that much on a dinner, but we splurged for our anniversary. It was good food. The service was awesome. And so that was pretty cool. Of course, I had to go to DuPar's and get the shrimp cocktail. It's not the same as it was when it was in back at the Golden Gate, but one of our things we always do in Vegas. Saw someone get it to go. I didn't know that was an option. So if you're jonesing for some shrimp cocktail, you can get it to go as well.
You can get bacon to go from DuPar's too. I've seen that happen.
Bacon to go?
Yeah.
I've gotten a...
pocket bacon.
Huh. I've gotten... oh, yes, yes. I've gotten a sandwich to go.
We've had their pastries to go as well.
Yes, that too.
It's lovely to have those in the room when you wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You can get anything to go in Las Vegas. What am I talking about?
We love the Golden Gate. The best dealers, best drink service. We always have a good time when we're there. We stayed at the Venetian. That's a big hotel. We probably spent the first 24 hours and didn't even leave the Venetian, you know, from the spa to gambling to the restaurants. There's a lot you can do there. We did enjoy the Canyon Ranch Spa Club. That was pretty nice. We did not enjoy the Oots.
I'm glad he didn't say that he was thinking about me during his massage. That would have been a little too much.
We were up pretty high. I forget what room, what level we were on, but that day club at the pool was just way too loud. We did go see the Purple Rain show. I don't know that I've ever heard. It's been a while, maybe since there's been any trip reports on that. My wife is a huge Prince fan, and of course, we were there in May, only a few weeks after he had passed, and so we made sure to make that trip. It's probably too soon for my wife. I thought it was a great show. I'm more of a casual Prince fan. I appreciate his greatness and his music, and so I thought it was great. I think for my wife, she was just kind of sad because no one can replace him, and while the show was good, it wasn't Prince, and no one will ever be him again. And so I think, probably too soon, you know, maybe after a little more time, she would have enjoyed it more. This is our first time to the Link in Cromwell, and we love gambling at both those places, especially the Cromwell. That's probably one of our new favorites. Of course, we did like Barbary Coast, so that might have something to do with it too. Stopped by the Sigma Derby at the D, and it was full. That is still a popular game, there. And then at the end of our trip, we always kind of have a tradition where we stay up, you know, as late, maybe all night, our last night there, and we just get crazy on Fremont Street. And so we had a couple of adios motherfuckers, and those did the trick.
Those will mess you up.
At the Golden Gate, and had a great time. So love the show. Thanks for the podcast. See ya.
Now, that is a hardcore approach because our last night, we take it easy.
We're like, all right, we have to get up at a certain time. We have to be at the airport. We do not want to be drunk on the plane.
Or don't want to feel hungover even worse on the plane. I kind of admire them for going all in and just like, fuck it. We're going to get hammered and stay up all night. And
we're going to make the most of our last hours here.
I have great respect for that.
I do too.
I am not, that I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I could, but I don't think it would be a good idea.
Same. I think it would cause more problems for me.
I have great admiration for them for what they're doing now, though.
Yeah.
So he's forgiven for obsessing about me and having a picture of me as his screensaver.
I'm so sorry.
Who are you apologizing to, me or him?
I'm apologizing to him.
What?
The Purple Rain thing. I think I'd still have a hard time seeing that. I'm curious. Yeah. If the show has changed and...
I don't know. I would imagine maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a really wonderful show. He does a great job.
Yes, he does. He does.
But
I understand where his wife's coming from. Even though he does a fantastic job.
Those of us who are hardcore fans are still feeling a tad raw.
Yeah. I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that I'm never going to see him again. Ugh, so...
It sucks.
It does. It
so
sucks.
I can identify.
Yeah.
It's a great show, though. Mm-hmm. It'll be around for a long time. He's been performing in Las Vegas for years and will continue to do so. And if you do like Prince's music, I can't recommend
it. If you do want to see somebody, because he does it with respect.
I can't imagine. I haven't seen a ton of Prince impersonators. He's the only one I've seen in person, mm-hmm. I think, but he does such a great job. I can't imagine anybody doing it better than he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful show. So, alrighty, moving along.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Dean Johnson. Hello. I'm standing in front of the unbelievable Burger Lounge at the Aria, which is going to make me a double classic. No ketchup, though. Ketchup is disgusting. You may not agree with that, but I totally think so.
How do you feel about ketchup?
It depends.
On?
Well... I don't want it on a really, really good burger, and I don't want it on a hot dog. I want mustard on my hot dogs and on a really good burger. If the burger is good enough, it doesn't even need
true
condiments.
I am. My enjoyment of ketchup has declined as I age.
Same.
I've noticed that. I will have it on fries,
yes,
but not always.
No. Sometimes I like a good malt vinegar on my fries.
Sometimes I don't want anything if they're seasoned well.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not a huge ketchup, and definitely not on a hot dog. Or I don't really put it on burgers anymore either. I haven't in a long time.
Yeah.
I like mustard.
I'd rather have mustard on a burger.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to hear any argument from us, apparently.
Nope.
Moving along.
Anyways, I've been posting all sorts of pictures about one of my most favorite games, I would say, which is the Shoot to Win Craps. I know you are not a particular fan of it. But
well, it's more that I am annoyed by the push the button.
Come on, push the button.
Yeah, that's it. The precocious voiceover lady on that machine. Mm-hmm. I have nothing against the game itself, though.
Yeah,
I would.
You've played it.
I've played it. It's been a long time.
You've been drunk, but you've played it.
Given,
I'd play it drunk. Come on, let's all acknowledge that.
I know. Given, I would play. Maybe I'll play it again sometime.
All right.
When we're back in Las Vegas eventually. He had quite a run.
As we're about to hear, he had quite a run.
He was posting pictures on our Facebook group. So
in two major sessions, I think I pulled almost $7,000 out of the machine. And so it's been pretty
what?
Cool.
Uh-huh.
It's been
nice. Super awesome.
I'd play it then.
Kind of a cool thing. So, I just want to say that it's the only way to win on that stupid machine is pretty much put all the money on one number.
Hmm.
Like, don't spread it all over the place. And it's probably the same for craps shoot in general, but I would say more so for this, even though I'm talking out of my ass. And I am.
But a very rich ass.
I won 800 on Buffalo. Thank you, Michelle. Buffalo is totally
Buffalo.
The rock star of all the machines. And I know, and Michelle, I talked about it at one point, and I keep raking it in. I did actually get a hand pay for almost 4,000 on
nice.
Buffalo.
Good.
So that was cool.
That's awesome.
But, nonetheless, I'm just kind of doing a stopover while I gamble and been winning money. So I've been putting a lot back in the bank. And so, yeah, it's been a pretty little nice little trip. Staying at Mirage, playing a Cosmo and Aria, because Mirage kind of gets really old really fast. In fact, okay, so the one thing I want to bring up is I actually wrote an incident report on a dealer that was a dice dealer over at Mirage, and he was constantly and annoyingly begging for tips. He was tip whoring, as I like to call it, or just tip hustling. And I'm telling you, I'm happy to give tips when I'm playing, but this guy would say something every 10 or 11 seconds. And then he would say, well, aren't we all doing a good job of calling his numbers and bullshit like that? And it's just like, look, man, if I'm going to tip you, I'll just tip you. But you don't have to, like, bring it up constantly. It's like a three-year-old child. It's just, like, insatiable. So it got really old. And it got to the point where it was very blatant that he was just tip-hustling.
That's
so
obnoxious.
I wrote a report on that because I wanted the management to know that I didn't appreciate that as a customer. And I thought it was bullshit. So I kind of thought it was stupid. And so the manager came over and talked to me with the whole Casino Mirage. He's like, truth is, we're trying to get some new fresh blood over at the dice tables, so your incident report will help us fire him.
Wow.
Super. I just got somebody fired. but I hope not in reality, but still, it was pretty. I mean, it's terrible. Cause I mean, if I want to give tips to somebody, I go give tips to Gene Simmons down on Fremont Street. And, you know, he can tip off somebody all day long, and I expect that. From inside of the casino, not so much. You know, I'm a generous guy. I've tipped thousands of dollars on the table. I don't want to be told I should be tipping like I'm some sort of a moron. So I'm not. Anyways, I hope you guys are well in Minnesota, and I hope to see you guys out here at the VIM, the VIM, whatever. And so, anyways, talk to you soon. Thank you for all the updates and the tips. I love the podcast.
All right. Thanks for
the
call.
Thank you. Hope to see you also.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there.
All right.
It's in October. We'll be there. We'll do our show. We'll hang out at the bar. You can look for us.
We'll be drunk.
Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic. Details will be announced. It's only 3 months away.
VIMFP.
I know.
Not VIMPF.
I know. There was. You saw that whole Facebook
thing? I
did
see that whole thing. But it happens a lot.
People spell it wrong?
Because it's pronounced VIMF.
I know.
So.
But it's not a picnic family. It's a family picnic. Get it right, people. Come and hang out with us in October. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, that's a little weird about the dealer. Like,
I've seen that, not at the Mirage, but I remember a long time ago, even at, usually it's, I think it's, you get that at maybe like shittier joints. Like I saw it at Casino Royale.
Yeah.
But like, they shouldn't be doing that. It's fucked up.
No. I mean, most people, I hope, will tip fairly often.
I'm sure that,
and
I'm sure that a lot don't, but.
Yeah. But that's still weird to do.
That's one of the things that annoys me about piano bars.
Oh,
they show for tips. That's obnoxious.
What else annoys you about piano bars?
I don't know. Is there something that I'm forgetting?
I don't know.
Is it something off your list?
The fact that it's like group karaoke?
Oh, well, yeah. All right.
I do love me some karaoke sometimes, though.
Karaoke can be fun.
It can be fun.
Yeah. All right, you haven't done karaoke in Vegas in a long time.
I have not.
You were a queen on the stage at Barbary Coast a couple times there.
Oh, you exaggerate, but thank you.
You did.
I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
Did you do Can't Fight That?
No, I did Keep on Loving You by REO.
I knew it was REO. Keep on Loving You, that's right.
And then I looked down in the middle, and there was like a cartoon of a couple making out during one of the instrumentals, and I just lost it.
On the screen?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm like, why are they making out? You know what would be a bad karaoke song?
November
Baker
Rain.
Street.
Oh, anything with a long solo, but...
Yes. Well, I mean...
Do you have to do, like, the air sax?
I don't know, but there's just... I was thinking about that, because I was thinking, oh, that'd be fun to do.
No,
but
it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't, because there's so much lag.
And it's
there are just
song.
So many instrumental parts to it that you have to, like...
And it's a shitty song.
It's not a shitty song.
Okay. Can we move along to our next caller?
Sure.
Hey, 500, this is Dan from Baltimore again, and I swear I'll get through this phone call without getting disconnected.
Hello, Dan.
Five. So I made it out to Vegas the second week of July and stayed at Bally's. I had my first Uber experience, and I was waiting for the driver. I get a notification that the trip was complete, and I got a bill. So
what?
I called the driver, and he said he picked up a deaf guy who he thought was me, and I thought, yeah, right, a deaf guy. So I'm just thinking this is the new scam in Vegas. So I just sent in a complaint and tried Uber again for the second time. The second guy showed up, got me to Bally's, and you know, got in a check-in line and noticed about 10% of the people around me were talking in sign language and wearing Destination Expo T-shirts and hats. So, you know, maybe that Uber driver I just left a horrible review for wasn't actually full of shit. So, you know, Bally's is okay. I like the updated rooms, included them spending some money on the bathrooms. Nothing super fancy, just a solid update. The pool at Bally's is good at being a pool. No douchebaggery, no oomps, just normal-looking people using a normal-looking pool to do normal pool stuff. They also have the only pool in the strip with a 12-foot deep end. That's not normal, but it's also pretty good. Just a couple food comments. I ate a lot of my meals at the new Fulton Street food court in Harrah's. Everything's pretty good. Nice atmosphere. Made to order salads, kung pao chicken, pizza, all B+ in quality and value for being on the Strip. It's a nice place. They also have a video poker bar. I recommend everyone check it out. Made it the Yard House at the Link. Again, you know, nothing really amazing, but just a really nice atmosphere, pretty
nachos,
good food, and a metric ass ton of beers to pick from. I made one side trip to the Pinball Hall of Fame and spent about $3.15 reliving my childhood. Mm-hmm. I went with my nephew who lives out in Nevada, and he didn't actually know that pinball is a game of skill, and he was shocked when I got high scores and put my name up on 2 pinball machines and the Donkey Kong game. So I recommend everyone stop by, check the place out. It's right down Tropicana past UNLV. I made one trip downtown. I popped into the El Cortez just to play the single-deck $5 blackjack game, then over to the D to see if Derek was out and about, and he was, and I took an obligatory photo with him. Seems like a pretty cool cat. We stopped over Main Street Station just to check it out and look around. It's pretty cool inside. Still set up as an old train station. They got a piece of the Berlin Wall in the bathroom you can spit and piss on because, you know, I think everyone should spit and piss on communism. Gambling wasn't going well, so we parked ourselves in front of some 5-cent video poker machines.
Our show just got so political. Oops.
With pretty decent pay tables at the Four Queens, and after about 2 hours and too many beers to count and down only $5, we called it quits for the morning. Since the World Series of Poker was in town, I played some small daily tournaments at Planet Hollywood, Caesars, and the Rio. I cashed once in the Rio tournament, came in around 95th place out of about 720 people for a few hundred bucks. Covered some other tournament entries. Played poker cash games at the Flamingo and Link. Yeah, I had one pretty good session early in the trip, but that basically just covered the inevitable downswings later. As far as other gambling, spent a lot of time in the Cromwell. They got some pretty good video poker near the front of the place and a $5 crap.
Are you sensing a theme on this week's show?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves the Cromwell.
All right.
I know. Wonderful. I'm happy to hear that.
Me too.
Blackjack. Still didn't win a damn thing, though. Spent 2 hours playing craps. Was up a whopping $2. Spent another couple hours playing blackjack. You know, broke even on that. Even though I plowed through a couple $100 in the good pay table video poker, but got nothing to show for it. So overall, good trip. You know, it's a Vegas trip. They're all good. No major wins, just kind of break-even gambling and losing video poker. Went home with about a third of my bankroll, so I got a nest egg for the next Vegas trip. That's about it. I guess you got a guy who does bathroom reviews, so I'll just add one real quick. You know, went into Paris one night, and if you go into the men's room, you turn the corner, there's about 20 urinals, and none of them have partitions between them. So it's kind of a shock. You walk in there, you make a turn, and you see about 24 guys, drunkenly with their junk out, you know, not giving a crap, just pissing all over the place. And, unless you're, really into meat gazing, probably, look for another bathroom. Anyway, that's it. Love the show. Out here. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Dan. Good call.
Thanks. Question.
Yes.
Were there copious amounts of urine?
Well, that's when he said there are just people pissing everywhere. I know the bathroom he's talking about, the one where you go, at least I'm guessing, when you go down the hall, it's kind of near the registration desk.
Uh-huh, yep.
The one closest to the Diamond Lounge, which is why I'm so familiar with it.
I'm familiar with the women's room where people don't fucking latch the doors, and you've got the little green and the red, and then people forget to latch the doors, and then you accidentally walk in on somebody.
I know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. We're on the urinals now. So, he's right. There's
I'm
a
still
very,
mad about it.
Very big area, and you've got on both sides, you've got many urinals, so it's a large bathroom. And mm-hmm. I do, without the dividers, and now when he says peeing everywhere, I picture like some dude standing in the middle just like...
spraying. Like going in a circle like a figure skater.
Yeah, just spinning around. But the no walls thing is annoying. But that's the bathroom where I once walked in and there was a dude standing there with his...
both hands on his hips?
No, that was Caesar's.
Okay.
This one was a dude and he had his pants and underwear pulled down to his ankles.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I've seen little kids do that know, they don't know what they're doing. I get that.
Yeah.
This is a full grown man, and I walk in and I see raw naked ass at the urinal, and I did not.
There's no need for that.
No. I don't know if it was a cultural thing, because I'm fairly certain he wasn't necessarily from our country, but is that like acceptable elsewhere? I don't know. It's an odd choice.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so I take issue with that. Oh, and by the way, the urinals in that bathroom too, major sprayback. Avoid that bathroom in general.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Are there any good ones in Paris? Because, okay, there's the one in the sports book, and then there's the one closest to Planet Hollywood.
I don't know. I think the other ones didn't strike me as objectionable.
So you avoid the bathroom by the registration desk and the Diamond Lounge.
The others, I'm guessing, have the same type of urinals. Once you realize it's a bad urine, it has bad splashback issues, then you just have to figure out the appropriate angle to take so that you're not, you know, essentially pissing all over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one to grow on.
The more you know.
All right. So a couple things before we wrap up. I do have a late edition of a Facebook group post of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to use one of the earlier mentioned contributions to our news segment as the Facebook group of the post of the week. But I've decided to add this one that came across earlier today. Marcy was trying to decide. Marcy, you may remember, she was at VIMF last year.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to decide whether or not... Okay, so she's planning on going to VIMF again in October.
Yay.
She had another opportunity for a Vegas trip just a few days later after her already scheduled VIMF trip.
Uh-huh.
Was trying to decide whether or not to do it. And of course, you go on our Facebook group and ask
for
advice.
We're degenerates, and we're like, yeah, do it. Go to Vegas. The answer is always go to Vegas.
Biggest group of enablers you've ever met. And I'm, you know, I think by posting that question, you're probably looking for a few people to tell you it's okay. And everybody chimed in and said, you know what, if you can afford to do it, if it's not going to cause a problem, either extend your trip and stay the whole time or go back to back and don't feel bad about it. If anybody has a problem with it, who cares? Life's too short. Have a great time.
Yes, agreed.
And from what I could tell, I think she decided she's going to do it.
Yes.
So anyway, that made me happy. And we've had a few things like that where people have gone on there and they were like, oh, I'm not really sure. And it's like, you found your
people. If you want some justification.
Oh, yeah. You've
we will help you out.
You've got the group right there. So that's our Facebook group post of the week. I've had a love-hate relationship. Well, I know you don't go on the Facebook group very often these days. The Facebook group has been very informative and great lately.
Good.
Facebook itself, I'm like...
Yeah, I pretty much use Facebook for dog and otter pictures.
You love baby otters.
I do.
I've been...
I don't want one as a pet, but I just think they're adorable.
I've been on a kick where I've been pruning my Facebook friend collection. It's been a slow, like, every so often I'll be like, I just need to get rid of some people. And it's not anything from them. It's like, I don't know. Some of them are our listeners. I feel a little bit bad. I'm like, I don't want them to be offended that I'm not friends with them anymore, but I don't know you. I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to decide who I should be friends with on Facebook.
Huh. Okay.
I know, it's a weird thing. I've cut like 50.
Would you like to sit down on the couch?
No. I've cut like 50 in the last few weeks.
Okay.
I'm like, do I know this person well enough where I would give them my phone number?
Hmm.
That's
your line in the sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's like, well, if I don't, then why am I?
Then why are you friends with them?
On here? Yeah. This is not. So if, I don't know. Anyway, if you were friends with me on Facebook and you're not anymore, it's nothing personal. I swear to God. It's just, I don't really know you. I know, I'm a dick. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on that tangent. It's weird. I cut like 30 people this weekend alone. I know.
Wow.
And I still have some more. I'm like, I think there's about another 10 that are going to get the ads.
For me, it's like, it's not so much the not knowing people. It's either they've posted something that I completely don't agree with, and I know they're going to post more of that.
Some of that too. The political stuff on either side, I kind of have had enough of.
Yeah. Or like, we've had a major falling out or something.
Oh, for me, it's more like, well, look, we've been friends on Facebook for 3 years. We've had
no interaction
other than like happy birthday once a year.
Yeah.
You know, we're not really friends. We're acquaintances. I don't know. I like having that as this is people I actually know that I've hung out with.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know how I got off on the Facebook thing. Anyway.
It's good to have boundaries.
Yeah. I mean, Twitter is open to everybody and I post on there more often anyway.
Yeah.
So. All right, this week's listener purchase of the week, now that we've gone off on our social media theories. You can always be my friend on LinkedIn. No, don't. There's nothing on there. Don't bother, please. I get those too, and I'm like, I don't know this guy. Click. Sometimes I accept it. Sometimes I don't. It depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah, I'm random too. Like, yeah.
All right. Anyway, listener purchase of the week. This week, I chose, this is something I own. I'm a fan, as you know, of the show Shark Tank.
Yes.
Occasionally, I will buy something I've seen on Shark Tank.
Yes, you will.
And this is it. This is the greatest for men. This is a belt.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't have any holes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a ratcheting belt. It has a little, you like when I put my belt on because it makes that cool sound.
Uh-huh.
So it's called the Mission Belt. Mm-hmm. It was on Shark Tank. They have them on Amazon and other places. And somebody bought one and I was happy to see that I'm not the only one who fell for this scam. It's not a scam. They're actually really good belts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have interchangeable belt buckles.
Yeah.
I bought an extra one, even though I know I'm never going to change it.
Is it reversible too?
No. No, because the backside is where they have the little tracking thing.
Oh, okay.
That ratchets. So it's a cool belt. I like it. So somebody bought the Mission Belt using our Amazon link. Many purchases on our Amazon link with Prime Day this week. So thanks to everybody who used it for Prime Day specials. As always, if you click through our link at 500bymidnight.com before putting things in your cart and buying them at Amazon, we get a commission because we are part of their affiliate program and it's a great way to support the show. So thank you for that. Okay, bunch of PayPal Karma donations this week. Thank you. We got a couple recurring monthly donations. Tom and Kelly, who,
We've
learned in the past, have their cycles synced up. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that. Leo from Alaska with a Karma donation said he loved the book. His girlfriend and he are big-time listeners.
Aww.
Since listening to the book, the audiobook, and are now going back and listening to old episodes.
Good luck.
And they find the show as addicting as Vegas itself.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, glad you like the show. Thanks for checking it out. And yeah, hope you like the past shows. If you go back too far, then you're getting into like no man's land. Nobody should listen to those early shows. But they're, if you're feeling dangerous,
there they are.
They're available. Jason with a Karma donation for a 20th anniversary trip next week.
Congratulations.
And
Generator.
A generator. I actually borrowed I over-exaggerated the strife caused by our power outage.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, really. I had a generator that I was using just for a refrigerator and for recharging stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have air conditioning, which kind of sucked.
Yeah, but that was probably the most pain. Yeah.
It was 2 days. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
We survived.
It could have been much worse.
Yeah. Karma donation from Andrea and Kyle.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, guys. And they said justify our love. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Probably make it rain money is what they're saying.
I'd like, if I could, I would.
Good luck. We hope it happens for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Karma donation from Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think she was the recipient. There's been a Las Vegas Advisor coupon book that has mm-hmm. gone back and forth between different listeners on our Facebook group.
Yeah.
And the contingency seems to be the first person who says they want this and agrees to send a Karma donation will get the book. That has happened twice now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So anyway, I think that's what that's about. So thank you for that. Leslie said, thank you for all the hard work and for passing on good information. We rock.
Oh,
well,
thank you
so much. You rock as well. We appreciate that. Lisa with a Karma donation. First time solo trip next week. And a huge thank you for what we do.
Aww, thank you.
Everybody's so nice to us.
Yes.
I feel like such a schmuck for getting drunk before doing this podcast. It's so unprofessional.
No, you don't.
No, I don't at all.
Have an awesome time on your trip.
Carl from Indy, I think we heard from him on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
This was a just landed at McCarran and excited to get the trip started donation.
Aww.
Hope you have or slash had a great trip.
Yes.
He said that hopefully we can put it towards something we enjoy. This is how long he's been listening,
mm-hmm.
this reference. He said, maybe breakfast is at Dupar's.
All right.
Longtime listeners will get that reference.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was the breakfast is thing? That was early in the show.
Quite a while. Yeah. We might say it occasionally.
Occasionally, but I think he's been around for a long, long, long time.
Yes.
Or the Odyssey machine I've been eyeing. Oh.
Oh.
Gambling from bed. All right. As always, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. I've got a book. It's called Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. If you don't already own it, you can get it at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. It's available audiobook, ebook, print book. If you're really nice, I will call you on the phone and read it to you every night as you go to bed.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. That's the audio book. That's what the audio book is for. Buy
yes.
that. You can fire it up. It's like having me in bed with you.
What? No, no.
Yep. Brian has a copy of that.
No.
This has been a fun show. 500bymidnight.com is where you can find show notes, links, et cetera, et cetera. 500@gmail.com is where you can send questions.
I think this is the first show where you've made me uncomfortable.
Oh, good. About time.
Payback.
I know. What did I make you uncomfortable with?
I don't know.
Are you worried that Brian is going to think that I'm mad at him or something?
Maybe.
Nah, it's all in good fun. If you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, send them.
We might need them soon.
I know. I'm getting anxious to do a Dear Tim and Michelle. I like those.
You just like using the theme thing.
That's true. And I also, every once in a while, someone will send a the speed round, the multiple.
Oh, I like those. Those are
I
fun.
Like those. So if somebody wants to put together some of those, send them our way this week.
I don't always do well at them, but I try.
500 and Anita Martini are our names on Twitter. I'm Anita Martini.
And I am 500.
off the rails. 702-866-9494 is our voicemail line. Call us anytime, day or night. We'd love to hear from you. We get such great information from you, our listeners. And that's that. Anything else before we go?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We will be back next week with another show. Until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.